Welcome to Ukrainian Radio. In this one-hour broadcast, you will hear the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week, and the regular Sunday feature, Music from Ukraine.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio. Next in line is the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week. On the 26th of April, Ukraine marked the 32nd anniversary of the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The explosion of the 4th power unit on the 26th of April, 1986, led to the most massive man-made disaster in the history of mankind. The accident resulted in the release of 380 million cures of radioactive substances. 200,000 square kilometers are the approximate area of contamination with radionuclides. Prime Minister of Ukraine Volodymyr Groysman noted in his address on the occasion of the anniversary, "The Chernobyl accident has become a symbol of irresponsible attitude towards the scientific and technological progress and criminal abuses of security rules. The consequences of the catastrophe could be even more terrible and devastating if not the heroism of hundreds of thousands of liquidators of the consequences of the accident. Their courage and sacrifice helped save thousands of lives. Ukraine will never forget their feat and will always consider the heroes who live among us." And Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko wrote on Twitter, "Today, we must not only make every effort to ensure that this tragedy never happens again, we must make a lesson from those events. The modern Chernobyl zone should become a place for new advanced technologies, the territory of change." A number of events dedicated to the 32nd anniversary of the Chernobyl tragedy will take place around Ukraine, in particular in Slavutich, which is close to the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The annual ecological forum From the Soul Ecology to the Life Ecology kicked off at the State Research Center, Chernobyl Center. Director of the Regional Development Agency of Slavutich City Council, organizer of the forum, Arina Starovoitova, will tell more.
Це 10-й екологічний форум. Він має статус міжнародного від самого його початку заснування.
It is the 10th ecological forum. It has an international status since its start. It has a very powerful history. It has its website. There are speakers who come to Slavutich every year. The agenda of this eco-forum is devoted to the problems of the Chernobyl disaster, the solution to this situation, environmental problems, and the preservation of the environment. The forum's participants are scholars, students, and students of our secondary schools in the city of Slavutich. The students of the Kyiv region joined us as well, said Arina Starovoitova. An exhibition of photographs of the Japanese photographer Kazum Obar, Irradiation, which takes place at the Ukrainian-Japanese Center of the Kyiv Polytechnic Institute, is devoted to the theme of the Chernobyl tragedy. There are 20 photos, each of which reproduces the consequences of the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Project manager Anna Logvinenko will tell more.
Особисто цієї виставки є те, що всі фото були зняті на старі фотоплівки Свема, які були знайдені у місті Прип'ять.
The peculiarity of this exhibition is that all the photos were taken with old Svema films, which were found in the city of Pripyat in the 90s of the past century. And then they were passed to the photographer, who used them for the project much later than their expiration date. This exhibition shows the story of the girl, her name is Maria. She is a Ukrainian artist. She will also be at the exhibition. And it's her portrait that took the first place in the category People in the contest World Best Photo in 2016. Right after the opening of this photo exhibition, there will be a screening of the film Maria and Fukushima, which was shot by Kansai Termits, a Japanese television company, about the same girl whose nickname is Mariko Hellman, said Anna Logvinenko. You are listening to the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
G7 partners consider Russia's attack upon Ukraine to be the attack on the free and democratic world, according to Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin. At the meeting of G7 states' foreign ministers held in Toronto in Canada on Sunday, the topic of Ukraine was in the headlines. The long-term ties of Ukraine and Canada have brought the latter's foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, to invite her Ukrainian counterpart to G7 outreach session in order to brief the ministers about threats coming from its Russian neighbor. In the course of the session dedicated to the Ukrainian issue, the ministers have discussed new challenges that the Russian aggression presumes in today's global context, as well as the importance of restoring Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity. Economic sanctions against Russia are seen as the necessary pressure upon the aggressor state. Their possible extension, as well as the prospects for a peacekeeping mission in the Donbas region, have been discussed, according to the statement on the Foreign Ministry's website. Ukraine is perceived by many and also by Russia as a sort of test range for testing Russian non-conventional warfare, that is, hybrid war, Ukrainian Foreign Minister told G7 ministers. According to Klimkin, the Kremlin is attempting to destabilize democracy through election interference and other cyber meddling. Russia is using Ukraine as a test ground for its information war against Western democracy, Mike Blanchfield from the Canadian Press quoted him as saying. The Foreign Ministry's spokeswoman Mariana Betsa said in an interview that the West is beginning to understand the threat that Russia presents.
Є, звичайно, побоювання Росії, тому що вона непередбачена може бути. І, звичайно, останні події, атака в Солсбері і питання Сирії.
After the attacks in Salisbury and in Syria, the international partners are apprehensive of Russia and its unpredictability. Those events have consolidated the international community in a cautious stance, because they signaled that such things could happen in their home countries too. In my opinion, the measures taken by our partners are unprecedented, especially concerning the sectoral sanctions. Currently, the sanctions put in place against the close surrounding of Mr. Putin are very efficient, Mariana Betsa told Hromadske Radio. Meeting in Canada, the diplomats have also agreed on the importance of support for the current reforms in Ukraine, reads the Foreign Ministry's statement.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary.
An international conference titled Transgender Issues, Challenges and Perspectives in Modern Ukraine and World has kicked off in Kyiv on Monday. The two-day event is hosting a number of lectures and debates on various aspects of the transgender phenomenon, attempting to address xenophobia and violence against transgender people, which, according to the organizers, make them one of the most vulnerable social groups in the modern world. Kyiv Trans Conference is taking place for the second time and is organized by Insight Public Organization, whose agenda is tailored around the LGBTQI problems. In cooperation with the Ministry of Health, the Coalition Against Discrimination in Ukraine, the Ombudsperson's Office, and the Post-Soviet Trans Coalition, the conference is aimed to specifically tackle the lack of understanding of these problems among human rights activists, medical professionals, public institutions, scientists, and transgender people themselves, which complicates the situation of trans people in many countries around the globe, according to the organizers. Olena Shevchenko, the head of Insight NGO, explains the general angle of the conference. This event is very important for us because it is particularly oriented at the so-called post-Soviet space, that is, the countries which used to be part of the Soviet Union. The experience that we have in these countries is quite similar, which is why it has to be shared. We have to share our best practices with one another, as well as talk about the problems existing in our countries, and seek for the ways to solve them together. Thus, the conference features members of the Post-Soviet Trans Coalition, whereas participants from other countries have also come to tell about their experiences, said Olena Shevchenko.
You're listening to the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
Kyiv International Short Film Festival has kicked off on Wednesday, presenting 250 shorts in 3 days. Taking place for the seventh time, the festival is said to be the biggest regular short film event in Ukraine. Its endeavor is related to the search of newness in cinema, focusing on Ukrainian films of the past and the present, according to the organizers. Also, the festival aims to show the outstanding samples of short film industry around the globe. Namely, in cooperation with international partners within Short Matters Project, the festival displays a, quote, manifold panorama of the most important young contemporary European filmmaking. Director of the festival, Kirilo Marikuza, speaks about this year's program. Ukrainian viewers will be able to see the films nominated for the European Academy Awards for the first time. Those are shown in three different parts of the program. Very talented young directors from France, Caroline Pouvy and Jonathan Vinel, are among the key guests this year. They'd received Grand Prix in Berlin and taken part in the Cannes Film Festival. Also, we have a separate section where a collection of films from our partner festival in China, the two-week directing festival from Kaba, will be screened. Another section is dedicated to animated movies. It's called Animated Craziness. What is also interesting is the program of the Oscar-winning films coming from Canada, where one can see movies produced since 1954. Said Kirilo Marikuza, director of the KISFF, in an interview with Ukrainian radio.
This is the English service of Ukrainian radio and the Ukrainian Diary.
The 1890s Velo Boom open-air exhibition featuring the history of cycling opened on Tuesday on the premises of the National History Museum in Kyiv. The project is supported by the Heinrich Böll Foundation, a leftist liberal political organization close to the German Greens and a part of the European Green Movement. The Heinrich Böll Foundation opened its representation in Kyiv in April 2008 to promote the bicycle as a safe, convenient, affordable, and environment-friendly kind of transport. The exhibition features bicycles that became very popular in Europe in the 1890s. That was the time when sales of bicycles soared and various associations and amateur clubs of cycling enthusiasts mushroomed in Kyiv and other cities of the Russian Empire. The 1890s Velo Boom exhibition brings out the pastime culture of the then high society, the experience of cycling in the pre-automobile era, and the contribution of early cyclists to the development of society. It was the bicycle that actually ushered in traffic rules. It also played a significant role in the democratization of social life and emancipation of women. According to Olha Martyniuk, the organizer of the exhibition, it was made very interesting by architects, graphic designers, historians, and public activists. She says that in the 1890s, a bicycle was a fashionable and prestigious attribute of the Kyiv elite.
The bicycle craze of 1890s is a global historical phenomenon when bicycles became mass-produced. They sparked a lot of enthusiasm. And they became central to urban spaces across the world. We attempt at presenting this microhistory with very nice, positive imagery, with its prestige and elitism, to pursue a particular goal. We want to make Kyiv and other cities in Eastern Europe more friendly to cycling. We want to stimulate transport development towards more sensitivity to the needs of cycling, and we want to make this means of transport become more popular.
Olha Martyniuk.
with that, we end the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
Ukrainian Radio, English Service.